Morning. Would you turn with me, please, to Gospel of Luke? Gospel of Luke in chapter 19. We'll just read one verse. Verse number 10. Luke chapter 19 and verse 10. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. The Lord will bless the reading of His precious word. Let's pray. We thank Thee, O Lord, for Thy word. As we open it today, we pray that Thy Spirit might be present in the meeting to open the hearts and minds of those that are here without Christ to receive the gospel. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The Son of Man has come to save, to seek and to save that which was lost. In Luke chapter 15, that famous chapter that people call the lost chapter of the Bible. The Lord Jesus is telling stories, and He tells a story about one lost sheep that the shepherd went to find. And He tells a story about one lost coin that the woman swept the house diligently for till she found. And He tells the story of a lost son who finally was restored. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. The Bible says the Word of God is sharp and powerful, like a two-edged sword. What I would like to propose doing this morning is to just make a few simple statements, and I will try to back up everything that I say this morning with a scripture verse. I am much more confident in the Word of God than in what I have to say about it. So I propose to have you hear this morning a lot of the Word of God. The Gospel. Now you would suppose that the Gospel is something that everybody would know. We live in a country where the gospel has been preached for so many years. Every day we can turn on our radio and hear the gospel preached. We have the freedom to open our Bibles and read without fear. But the Bible says the gospel is hidden to them that are lost. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3, if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Now this is God's assessment of the natural man, the man who is unsaved. God's assessment is that the gospel is hid from them. And the unfortunate thing is that man is normally unaware of this condition. Now, I was reading just this past week in Reader's Digest. You know, Reader's Digest has four or five sections in it that are jokes. Humor in uniform, life like that, and these sort of things. And every once in a while, you find an interesting one in there, and I found one this week. They said a man was driving in to Canadian Customs one day, and as he drove up, he got out and asked them how much the toll was. And the customs officer looked at him with a kind of a blank look, and he said, "Toll? What toll? This is the customs office." And the man says, "Customs office?" He says, "Where am I?" And the man says, "You're in Canada." And the man's face went blank. He had got on the turnpike 6 hours later, down in New England someplace, to head up to New York. He found himself in Canada. Thought he was at the toll office. He was at customs. Didn't even know he was lost. Man is like that. Man is like that. Thinks he's on the way to heaven. Thinks he's alright. Has no clue. No clue that he's lost and undone and without a savior. Are you in that condition here this morning? Are you really sure of your soul's salvation? I'm convinced that one of the reasons that people don't get saved is because they don't know they're lost. And they have to get lost real good before they will be saved. So I thought this morning we would look at what the Bible says about why people are lost. Why are people lost? Why does the Bible apply this term to people that are not saved? The first reason that the Bible says that people are lost is because of their rejection of the revelation of God. You see, we are accountable to God for what He has told us. Now, He's told us things in many different ways. God has revealed Himself to us, first of all, in nature. Psalm chapter 19 and verse 1 says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork." The nature of God, what God is like, and who He is, that information is available to man simply by looking at nature. This is what the Bible says. And man looks at nature and still rejects God. Romans chapter 1, verses 19 through 23. "That which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and to four-footed beasts, and creeping things." It doesn't matter whether you have a Harvard PhD or you come out of the jungles of South America. This information is available to you simply by looking up in the night sky. Man should be able to tell that there is a God. But man in general rejects this revelation. Just throws it out. And changes the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like the corruptible man, birds, four-footed things, creeping things. You know, it's funny. You have people who think they're educated, but they've changed the glory of God into the glory of man. And they worship man in the stead of their creator. Somebody said, as a very rich man was passing by one day, somebody said, "Well, there goes a self-made man, and he worships his own creator." And the savage in the jungles worships things that he has made up. Deities and spirit that he has made up. It doesn't matter what kind of education you have, what kind of background you have. The Bible says that that which may be known of God, including his eternal power and Godhead, is available if you just take a look up, take a look around. God has revealed himself in nature. He has placed his stamp, his fingerprint, is upon the world. But man has rejected this. And this is why man is called lost. One of the reasons why man is called lost. Although man is made in the image of God. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 1 in verses 26 and 27, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. So if man looks out, he sees the stamp of God upon the universe. And if he looks within, he should see the image and likeness of God in himself. For we were created in the image and likeness of God, the Bible says. But man has rejected that. Man in general has totally rejected that which God has shown him, both in nature and within his own being. But God has also revealed himself in the scriptures. In the Word of God. 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, reproof, for correction, and instruction in righteousness. Now this was first given to Israel in what we are pleased to call the Old Testament. Now, Paul says that the Jews were advantaged much in every way, Romans chapter 3 verse 2, the Jews were advantaged much every way, chiefly because that were committed unto them the oracles of God. And what did the Jews do? Well, in general they rejected God. God had a faithful remnant among the Jews, but in general they rejected God. And when Messiah came, the nation rejected him. So, the gospel was given to the Gentiles. And still, the Gentiles have rejected him, chiefly. John chapter 3 verse 18, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Man is lost because he has rejected the revelation of God in nature, within himself, and in the very Word of God. Therefore, he's lost. Secondly, the Bible says that people are lost because of their relationship to the world. Jesus' kingdom, he himself said, was not of this world. The Bible says, John chapter 18 verse 36, Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from here. Take a look at yourself. And be honest. Are your pleasures worldly pleasures? Are your values determined by the world? Are your ambitions worldly ambitions? The unsaved, the Bible says, walk according to this world. Ephesians 2, chapter 2, wherein in time past, Paul is talking to Christians, he walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. And because of this relationship to the world, the Bible says the unsaved are lost, and further to that, they are enemies of God. James chapter 4 and verse 4, ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. A man is lost because he has rejected the revelation of God. A man or woman is lost because of their relationship to the world. They're also lost because of their relationship to Satan. Now this is generally manifested by general wickedness, lack of righteousness, and by a hatred of good and the people of God. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 10, in this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. We were talking about nature earlier. One of the things that we see in nature is that like begets like. You know, when dogs have children, their children are dogs. When pigs have children, their children are pigs. And when sinners have children, their children are sinners. And they are of their father, the devil, the Bible says. John chapter 8, verse 43, verse 44. Why do you not understand my speech? The Lord Jesus is speaking. Even because you cannot hear my word. Ye are of your father, the devil. And the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar, and the father of it. The lost, the Bible says, are not only of their father, the devil, but they are ruled by him and dominated by him. Now, like I said before, this is something that the lost have no conception of. They feel that they are free to do whatever they want to do. They're like the man who thought he was on the freeway going to New York, ended up in Canada. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13. Paul speaks about the Lord Jesus, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Now, if Christians were delivered, that means at one time they were under the domination and in the kingdom of Satan. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. Speaking about the unsaved, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. John chapter 12, verse 31. Now is the judgment of this world, now shall the prince of this world be cast out. The God of this world, the prince of this world. If you're lost, you're lost because of your relationship to Satan. The Bible says that the unsaved are even energized by Satan. Ephesians 2, verse 2, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. That word worketh is a very interesting word. It the same word, we get our English word, energy. The spirit that now energizes the children of disobedience. And if you're here today without Christ, the very energy you get to do what you're doing comes from the God of this world. Now you may be totally ignorant of that. But that's what the Bible says. The fact that the lost generally do not know about this is because their mind and their spirit have been blinded by Satan. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, once again, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. And the lost are generally woefully ignorant of this condition. They think they're all right. The Pharisees, who are very religious people, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether you're religious. It doesn't matter whether you're not religious. This fact is true of all unsaved people. Jesus said to the Pharisees, John chapter 9, verse 41, Jesus said unto them, if you were blind, you would have no sin. But now you say, we see, therefore your sin remaineth. People think they see, therefore their sin remains. People are lost because they've rejected the Word of God, God's revelation in nature, in their own image, and in the Scripture. They're lost because of their relationship to the world. They're lost because of their relationship to Satan. They're also lost because of their relationship to sin. First of all, in terms of inherited sin, that which we have from Adam. Romans chapter 5, verse 12, wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Psalm chapter 51, verse 5, behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did that my mother conceive me. Now David said that. King David, who was a type of the Lord Jesus, of whom it was said, he was a man after God's own heart. This man said, in sin did my mother conceive. I was shapen in iniquity. Now if David could say that, what about us? Genesis chapter 8, verse 21. The Lord smelled a sweet savor, and the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake, for the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite any more every living thing as I have done. We have sinned that we have inherited. Our very nature, sinful nature, we have inherited from Adam. Like I said before, when takes have children, they take. Sinners have children. They have sinners. This is the Word of God. But not only in terms of inherited sin, in terms of actual sin. Not only have we inherited a sin nature, we have actually sinned. Mark chapter 7, verse 20 to 23. And the Lord Jesus said, that which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man. For from within, out of the heart of men proceed evil thoughts, adultery, fornications, murders, theft, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. What a list. All these evil things come from within, and defilement. Therefore, the Bible says, all men are sinners. Romans chapter 3, verse 9. What then? Are we better than they? No, in no wise, for we have before proved, both Jews and Gentiles, that they are all under sin. Galatians chapter 3, verse 22. But the scripture has concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. Person is lost because they've rejected the revelation of God. Person is lost because of their relationship to the world. Person is lost because of their relationship to Satan. Person is lost because of their relationship to sin. And lastly, a person is lost, a man, a woman is lost because of their relationship to God. First of all, the unsaved, the Bible says, are without God in the world. Oh, to be without a Savior. Ephesians 2:12. That at that time, you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope. What awful words. Having no hope and without God in the world. Without God. That's why a person is lost. The unsaved, the Bible says, are without the Spirit of God. Romans chapter 8, verse 9. Paul, talking to Christians, says, you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Lost are lost because they have not the Spirit of God. They're without the Spirit in the world. Jude, verse 19. These be they who separate themselves. Sensual. Having not the Spirit. And finally, the unsaved are without Christ in this world. Ephesians 2:12, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, strangers from the covenant. People are lost because they have rejected what God has communicated to them. Men and women are lost because of their relationship to the world. They're lost because of their relationship to Satan. They're lost, the Bible says, because of their relationship to sin. And they're lost because of their relationship to God. This condition they are woefully ignorant of, for the most part, until the Spirit of God opens their eyes, opens their minds, and they see what they are before God. If you're here this morning without Christ, this is your state and condition. This is why you're lost. But thanks be to God, you don't have to stay that way. The Lord Jesus came to die for the sins that you have committed. To wipe out not only that sin that you had inherited from Adam, but the sins that you have actually committed. That's why he died on the cross. All our sins, the Bible says, were laid on him. all our sins were laid on him. And if you are here this morning and you're lost, perhaps you've never really felt the full weight of what it means to be lost. Our prayer is this morning that the Lord will open your eyes to where you stand before God, and that you will bow the knee, that you will be in a hurry to bow the knee to the Lord Jesus. For this reason he came. The Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Even those who the Bible says has no hope. No hope without God in the world. Even those Christ has come to see. It may be this morning that you have come to your own customs office and suddenly realized, I thought I was on the way to some place, but I'm on the way to someplace else. It's our prayer this morning that if you came in here lost, then you go out that door, you will no longer be so. Jesus can save you. Let's pray. Father, as we have opened the Word this morning, we pray that the solemnity and the seriousness of what Thy Word has to say about them that are lost will not be lost upon us. We do pray, O Lord, for those that are here this morning, who are without Thee, without God in the world. Open their hearts and minds, we pray this morning. Save them, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Shall we sing in closing? Number 350.